This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. When you become a parent, there is no end to the number of things you have to think about. Some are small, cloth versus disposable diapers, when to start solid food. And then there are the biggies, what schools they should go to, what religion you should raise them in. And then there's this one, who should raise them in the extremely unlikely yet possible event that you and your partner are killed unexpectedly and your child is orphaned? In other words, choosing a guardian. The consequences of not making that decision are huge. The state will decide who should raise them for you, and that might mean someone you don't want. Still, a lot of people don't make that decision, such as Jackie Maloof and her husband Jim McCauley. He's an actor. She's a comedian. They do well financially, and they are on the ball when it comes to this issue. Well, sort of. Jackie and Jimmy, tell me when you first thought about finding guardians for your kids.
Preconception, I would say, for me, because I knew, this is a conversation that is going to take more than the normal gestation period of a human being to solve and find an answer.
I think it was a conversation we didn't really want to get into during a birthing process and all that stuff. So,
right, thinking about death.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
Cut to, we have a 3-year-old and a 10-month-old. We have a very expensive, I don't know, what do you call it? A state lawyer?
Yes, and we didn't realize how expensive until we started planning.
And we have papers, and we have choices, and we have yeses from friends and family, but we haven't signed the papers yet.
You haven't signed the papers yet?
No.
And why haven't they signed the papers yet? In part, they're still hashing through and reliving all the icky parts of their decision-making process. They've gone through the obvious choices. His parents, too old. His sister, not the perfect emotional match they'd hoped for. Jackie's parents are both young, but her dad travels a lot. And then there's her mother, whom the kids adore.
The issue with my mom is that my mom is a heavy, heavy, heavy smoker. She's a 3-pack-a-day gal and also has a lot of anxiety disorders. And her husband is off and on smoking. My mother also does not deal with money well. Should we pass, we would have a very large estate from our house and from life insurance. You know, there'd be big screen TVs at my mom's house as opposed to school uniforms. It's amazing. It's amazing as you start to go through these scenarios. And estate lawyers have tissue boxes like therapists at the ready in their office. I thought, oh, God, I'm going to weep through this whole thing.
And she did.
Yeah, and I did.
Well, that got us thinking. What would a therapist say about this inability to make such an important decision? I sat on the couch, and I really did sit on a couch, with Dr. Phil Ringstrom. He's a psychoanalyst.
We often make decisions thinking about our death. We sign up for life insurance. We draft wills. We think of signing a living will. All those sorts of decisions somehow don't seem to be as anxiety-producing as this one. Why is that?
Because that's about our death. But the real horror in this is imagining our children growing up without us. Much easier to go through the sort of the intellectual exercise by life insurance policies. That's still a fairly distant kind of thing from the thing that we're talking about. This is very, very emotional.
Another therapist word comes to mind with Loretta Fox. Avoidance. Loretta is an actress. She's well organized, has been financially independent since she was a teenager, and runs a tight household. So you'd expect she and her husband would have a plan for what to do with their 3-year-old son.
So you haven't written anything down? You haven't done anything?
No, the closest thing I have to a will, and it really is ridiculous. I do have life insurance, which is something, I guess. But the closest thing I have, I think it was a long time ago when I was stoned, and I wrote something in crayon with couple other people, and it's under my bed somewhere.
So what is holding you back, Loretta, from really going for this and making a legal document and assigning people for real instead of on a crayon sheet somewhere?
I think it's paperwork, and I also think it's just a hard decision to make. My mind, I waver. My husband and I, our families are not an option at all, period.
Why?
Well, the only one I'll talk about is my dad, because believe me, that's for a whole nother show. Just watch Grey Gardens. That's all I got to tell you. But my dad, who would love to take him and who comes out and is very hands-on with Daniel, was also the first person to give him Diet Coke and a spanking. So there's that.
So Loretta still has some thinking to do. Jackie and Jim have picked his Aunt Claudia in Canada, so her name is now sitting on those unsigned legal documents. But Jackie and Jim have found another reason to delay signing.
What do you think it's going to take to get you guys to just sign the papers and get it over with?
Well, they're signing the papers, and then there's telling, you know, Jim's mom, my mom, and Sharon what the situation is.
You know, you don't have to tell them.
I know, but could you imagine? Guess what? You know, the bird flu hit Southern California, and your grandchildren or your niece and nephew are living in Canada because the people that you love very much and have are now grieving think you suck.
I personally would love to leave it till so I'm not here and they can have all those feelings. That's a real, I'm golden with that.
That's actually Jim's normal way of dealing with things. He's smiling and nodding.
Yeah. He's like, what? Huh? What? Oh, no, I'm dead. No, I'm dead. I'm not here. I'm not involved with this.
No wonder he doesn't want to be involved with this. Let's see. You're forced to face your own mortality. You then stir up some painful memories of your childhood. Maybe you discover you and your spouse have different ideas about who should raise your kids. Oh, and then you might just alienate your entire family once you make the decision. No wonder. Even a professional like psychoanalyst Phil Ringstrom hasn't done it.
Have you made this decision?
No. In effect, it's sort of de facto. At this stage of her life, she would go and be with my parents-in-law.
Still, he hasn't put it in writing, which legal experts recommend in order to avoid a custody battle down the road. Here are some other tips. First, think of anyone you absolutely don't want raising your kid and cross them off the list. Come up with a couple of people you could choose. Second, ask them if they do it. Third, write down your choice in something other than crayon. And then you might want to schedule that appointment with your shrink to talk over all the ugly issues this process has brought up. For more on picking a guardian for your kids, including an interview with an estate lawyer and a checklist to help you make this decision, go to our website, npr.org.